what happens after Hashem appoints Mashiach like he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, or Mashiach will come and tell the Yidden, Igi Zman Geulaschem. And then Mashiach disappears. Is a disappearing Mashiach a sign of a false Mashiach? In other words, a Mashiach that comes and disappears, because you don't see him anymore, is that a sign of a false Mashiach or not? In Midrashim, Halacha, what's the question? One thing we know that that's exactly what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. That by Moshe Rabbeinu, he came, he told the Yidden, Pocket Bekat Di Eschem, and then he disappears for a while to go complain to the Eivishter, to Lomer Eis Alam Azeh, he disappeared for a while. In other words, we definitely know that at the time of Gulas Mitzrayim, that's the way it was. The Shaila is, if that's the way it could be also when Mashiach comes. There's a famous quote, and it's very easy to remember, and that's how you remember it for years and years and years. It's the quote of Daniel Yudbeis Yudbeis. It's a famous quote, a famous pasuk. You know, you have these preachers, Daniel 12:12. So this is what you have to remember. Daniel Yudbeis Yudbeis. What does it say in Daniel Yudbeis Yudbeis? This is what it says. Ashrei hamechake v'yagia. Praise is and is one that awaits and he will come. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, awaits? And here is what Rashi says. She'osid Mashiachenu li'iskasois acher shenigla. Because Mashiach will hide, will disappear, after he reveals himself. V'yoshu v'yizgal, he will come back and reveal himself. In other words, the same way by Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was this concept of nigla v'nichse, v'choizer v'nigla, that he revealed himself, he hid himself, and then he revealed himself again. Rashi writes clearly on the pasuk in Daniel that that's the way it's going to be also by the Goyal Achrin when Mashiach comes, that there will be the first revelation of Mashiach, there will then be the concealment of Mashiach, and then there's going to be the re-revelation of Mashiach. There are many other Mekoris for this, is Rabbeinu Bechayim, Parshas Shmos, and others. But our main issue is, these are all nice Pirushim, Midrashim, and Meforshim. The Shaila is, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam does not mention at all this double revelation of Mashiach. And we know when it comes to Mashiach, the Rambam is our Halacha Sefer. And therefore, we have to see, is it according to the Rambam as well? Now I want to tell you something very interesting. This is very interesting. People don't realize this, but for years and years, the Rebbe is on a campaign to prove that the Rambam holds that Mashiach could conceal himself. Where did this campaign start? The first time we find this campaign is in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Tes. It's a Sicha in Parshas Re'eh. It's on page 105. There we know in the, there's the Sicha of the Rebbe, and there's the Aris of the Rebbe, and there's the Shulei Agilyon of the Rebbe. In Aris 74, the Rebbe gets into the whole discussion if who's going to appoint the Sanhedrin when Mashiach comes? There's a famous machlokes in Rambam, Radvaz, and others, a very big machlokes of who's going to appoint the Sanhedrin when Mashiach comes. And the Radvaz writes in Perek Dalet, the Radvaz writes clearly in Perek Dalet, the Vilchos Sanhedrin, that Mashiach will appoint the Sanhedrin when he reveals himself first. He will then go into hiding and then re-come back himself. That's what the Radvaz writes. The Rambam does not mention that. So is that a proof that the Rambam does not hold of this double revelation of Mashiach? Now listen to this. This is Shulei Hagilyon 2 on page 105. Do not prove from here the Rambam Svirle, that the Rambam holds the Shas Didan, that the Gemara Babli Loi Svirle the Mashiach Yiskal of Yistaser Acherkach. Don't try to prove from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that according to the Talmud Babli, Mashiach cannot go into hiding. Why not? Ki ben Kaiziva Nistaser Meshech Zman B'Meshech Milchamtoi. The Rebbe says, because we find that they thought that Ben Kaiziva was Mashiach, and he hid for a while during the war. And the fact that he hid, that did not disqualify him, A, as Mashiach, and we see that it could happen. So therefore, because Ben Kaiziva hid for a while during his Milchama, that shows that the Rambam does agree that it's possible the Mashiach can be reveal himself, hide himself, and re-reveal himself. Another place where the Rebbe writes it is also we find in L'kut HaSichas Chelek Tes. But this is in the Hisafis, where it's a bracha of Erev Yom Kippur, on page 381, L'kut HaSichas Chelek Tes. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe finishes off the bracha that, talking to the Bochrim, Zol Zayin by Eich der Hakel, you should be by the Bochrim, the union of Hakel and Limra Torah, Shat Rem is Drush and Soid, and Ma'achad Zayin Lachodim Kechod Bizlechod Mamish, that we should all get together, and Durch the Roof, a Rabbring in the Achtus of Pshuta, through that we bring down by the Eibishter this Achtus, Zayin V'nigla Kfreid Hashem, that the Eibishter should be revealed, V'rol Kobosar Yachtav, and everyone will see him. And look at this, und durch them, and through this, Mekalev Zayin, we should bring closer, or Megala Zayin, and reveal the Gula Mitzvah Vashlev the Mashiach Tzidkenu. The truth is, we should be Mekalev, and we should be revealed. In the order, which is the order of Vav, on page 301, the Rebbe says, what does it mean, Megala Zayin? Why do you need a Gilui of Mashiach? So the Rebbe says, because we have a medrash. This is also the medrash that I didn't quote before, but this is the famous medrash of Bamidbar Rabba, Perek Yud Aleph, Chelek Beis, which that's another mucker for this thing, that it says that he compares the Mashiach to a tzvi, that it comes and goes. And he says that we see over there the concept of Nigla v'nichsa. Because by Mashiach there's going to be Nigla v'nichsa v'choyza v'nigla. So we need the koyach to be megalazayin, to re-reveal, so to speak, even after the tkufa of the kisui of Mashiach. When Mashiach is hidden, we need the koyach to be megala, to bring the gilui of this Mashiach into the world. The Bamidbar Rabba itself, Perek Yud Aleph, Inyan Beis, he says like this. It says about Mashiach, Doime Doidi Litzvi, that Mashiach is compared to a deer. Amr Rabbi Yitzchok, that Rabbi Yitzchok said, Amr Yisrael of Nekadish Baruch Hu, Yidden said in front of the Eibishter, Ribayin Eilomim, Atem Artelonos, as Iti Lagavin Tchila, Doime Doidi Litzvi, that we compare it to a deer, Ma Tzvi Azen Nigla V'choyzer V'nichse, the same way this tzvi, this deer, that he flashes in, all of a sudden you don't see him, he jumps out. Kach goyorishin nigla v'nichsa. So too the goyorishin was nigla, then he was hidden, and then he revealed. And then he says, av goyola acharoin nigla lehem v'chayza v'nichsa mehem. He's going to reveal himself, and then he will hide himself. Then he gives a whole different machlekes of how long Mashiach will be hidden, and then Mashiach will come back. So again, it's another mocker. So this is the Mekoides, the Medrash Rabba, the Rashi and Daniel, and L'kut HaSichas explaining the Rambam, explaining this thing. But this all explains a Mashiach that is alive and hidden.